Well, hello and welcome to Trinity Church's online service. I'm so glad that you are able to join with us today. Here in just a little bit, we're going to get started in some scripture readings. But first, I just want to share a little bit about who I am. My name is Keith Niemeyer. I have the honor and privilege of serving as both the student ministries director as well as the worship director here at Trinity Church. And today I was asked to speak and give a message as well as to give some insight into what the youth group has been studying or discussing on our Wednesday night studies. And so as I've been looking at the past two series that we have been in, the current one that we're in is all about origin story. It's all about our past and our mission. And as I was thinking about some of the conversations that we've been having, some of the main lessons, it ties into a lot of what we've been discussing Sunday mornings as well. So origin story, loosely based around some superheroes that we're all very familiar with, but really looking at their pasts. Who they were before they gained these superpowers, what their mission was, who their teammates were, and how they went on to accomplish some really great things as superheroes. And so as we're looking at some of these origin stories, we're also looking at, for us, our past, our life before Christ, and then going even way back to the very beginning, looking at some scriptures as how we were created and looking at our origin story as well. So it's been really interesting to see how our discussion at youth group has really been tying into our Sunday morning discussions as well. And the same is true with this. If you have missed any of our past series, please go and check that out on our website as well as our YouTube or Facebook page. We have just concluded a series on prayer, and then we've got all of our past sermons on there as well. So in our youth group, we are looking at how we all have a past. We all have a story. We all have a mission, and we all need a support system. So all of these conversations have been really great in terms of looking at what it means to be a team, as well as looking at our origin story, where it all began, how we were created. One of the things that we've really been talking about is a lot of times this is referred to as our testimony, our story of our life before Christ, how Christ has transformed us or changed our lives, and then looking at our purpose, our mission going forward. So as we were unpacking all of this, we started going way back to the very beginning, the creation story. So it all started in the very beginning. We were created by the Creator. So one of the analogies that I really have enjoyed that was shared to me by my sister on Facebook, she shared this analogy that says when God wanted to create fish, he spoke to the sea. When God wanted to create trees, he spoke to the earth. But when God wanted to create man, he turned to himself. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." So we were set apart and we were made in his image. This is one of the things that in our youth group, we spent a whole night just really looking at what does that mean and does that change anything? Does that impact how we view other people? Does that impact how we view creation all around us? So you may have heard this many times, but often, especially as Christians who have grown up in the church, we just kind of skim over that and we're like, yeah, we were created in God's image. But have you ever really thought about what that means to be created in the image of the Creator of everything? We were set apart. We were set apart in a way that when God created animals and plants, he did something different for humans. He created us in his image. So in youth group, again, we wrestled with this question. Does that change anything? Does it change how I view other people? Does it change how I view myself? Does it change how I view creation? And then ultimately, the real question is, should it? Should that change? Should that matter in how we go about our daily lives? Does it have an impact on how we live? So in youth group, we discussed how ultimately it should. It should change how we view ourselves. It should definitely change how we view and treat other people if we believe that they were also created in the image of God. And it should change how we treat creation, how we take care of creation that we have been given by God. So today I want to wrestle with this idea of how we were created and how we are called to stay connected to God. So I don't know about you, but I know for me that the 2020 has been really difficult. There's been a lot of tension. There's been a lot of division. It's been unpredictable. And honestly, it's been challenging, not only in my day-to-day life, but my spiritual life as well. Even in church groups that I'm a part of, I can see this division and this tension growing, and people are arguing with each other. Even in the youth pastor pages that I'm a part of and in the worship leader groups, it just seems like everyone's just really wrestling with what do we do now? And it's created all of this uneasiness. And I know for me, I tend to get really distracted as things continue to change and life around me just continues to be kind of thrown up in the air. And I have a hard time staying rooted and staying away from all of these distractions. I get caught up and at one moment I'm trying to focus on a lesson for Wednesday night, and then I get an email, and then I'm scrolling through Facebook, and it's like, oh yeah, I gotta remember to go and do this. And all of a sudden I've spent this entire hour, I'm like, what was I even trying to do in the first place? So I know for me, that tendency to get distracted can also affect my faith life. And so for me, I really wish I had a reset button, a way to just go back to the very beginning of the year to really focus on my relationship with Christ and staying connected with God. And so that's our main idea today, staying connected with God and what that could look like in our daily lives. So if you have your Bible with you today, I invite you to open it up to John 15, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 5. So it says this: I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Oftentimes when I'm reading the Bible, I can wrestle with some of these metaphors or really struggle putting myself into the shoes of the disciples or the people that were listening to the teachings of Jesus, the original audience. So I don't know if you're like me, but I haven't spent much time in a vineyard or in some of the other metaphors or teachings as a shepherd, as a farmer. There's a lot of examples and ways that Jesus teaches that would reach the audience in different ways. So not everyone was working in a vineyard. Not everyone was a shepherd. And so I have to really put myself in the shoes of the original audience and try to get a better understanding of what those teachings were really trying to get across, the main point. So some of these stories are a little different, but for me, again, I really have to dig in and pray for God's blessing as I try to understand the bigger picture. So vineyards, they would have been very familiar to the disciples of Jesus. To those hearing this message, they would have walked past vineyards on probably a daily basis, going from place to place, or they may have had experience working in a vineyard, or they may have even been a vineyard owner. And so for them, as they're hearing this message, a lot of the metaphors probably would have just clicked and made sense, and they would have instantly kind of grasped onto the bigger picture that Jesus was trying to teach. So again, for me, I've never worked in a vineyard. I've never been to a vineyard. I don't have that experience, but there has been aspects of my life that have helped kind of reveal some of this scripture in a way that to me just makes a little bit more sense. So for those that have experience working with plants, they would be able to discern fruitful branches from those that were not fruitful. They would be able to realize that some of these branches or parts of the plant were actually harming the rest of it. They were damaging the ability for that plant to grow to its full potential. The branches that were not fruitful would actually drain the energy of the rest of the plant. They understood the importance of trimming the branches away, all while feeling good about what they were doing. The pruning may seem cruel, but ultimately, in the end, it was to the benefit of the entire plant. So I'll never forget the first time that I witnessed someone pruning or taking care of a plant. Jess and I had bought a house and we had a rose bush that had been neglected for several years. And neither Jess or I had much experience really working with plants. And so a friend came over and they told us that they would help us, that they had a huge garden at their house and they knew what they were doing. And so I had removed some of the obvious weeds and the obvious branches that needed to be taken out because they were dead or whatever. But I know for me, a lot of times I struggle discerning the difference between part of the plant that will actually grow and blossom versus parts of it that won't. And so as they came over, I watched them. I watched them cut away almost half of the entire plant. And in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there thinking that all they're doing is killing it. They're taking away so much of the plant that now it looks really wimpy. It doesn't look like a healthy plant. And there's parts of it that they're taking away that to me, we're still healthy. We're still growing and benefiting the entire plant. So they removed it all, and at the end, I thought it looked pathetic. I thought that they had killed our rose bush. So I continued to water it and take care of it, but in the back of my mind, I didn't have much hope for the health of our rose bush. But within a couple months, that dinky little rose bush started to grow. It started to brighten up, turn green, and it started to blossom, producing beautiful roses. So what about the fruitless branches that we read about here in Scripture? The useless branches would drain the plant. It would steal away the resources and the energy needed for that plant to grow and to become healthier and more vibrant to achieve its purpose. To leave them in place would not only serve no purpose, but would actually reduce the value of the individual plant and the vineyard as a whole. The vine grower cuts away the unfruitful branches and, finding them unusable, burns them. So separated from God and being removed from the vine, we are unable to meet our original purpose. Is it always easy to remain in Christ? Unfortunately, no. There are times where it is difficult and it is painful. So one of the aspects of this passage that really stood out to me was that in both cases, whether the branch was fruitful or not, The vine grower still wields a sharp knife. The vine grower still has to work on that branch, whether it was fruitful or not. So unfruitful branches were removed and separated from the vine, but even the branches that were productive, that were healthy, they still need to be pruned. Even the branches that were doing well needed attention and needed to be tended to. So as I'm going through the scripture, that's one of the aspects that really stood out, is that even the healthy ones, they still had to be cut back. They still had to be pruned in a way that allowed them to continue to grow in a healthy way. So we always have room to grow, and we always have areas in our lives that may need a little bit of attention. We all have parts of our lives that are stopping us from growing in Christ. We all have aspects of our life that if we're honest, need to be cut back to allow us to have this deeper relationship with God. There are areas that need to be tended to reach our full potential and to meet the purpose that we were created for. So this is all part of our spiritual walk. And it's a part that we don't always like to deal with. We don't always like to talk about. Admitting that we're not perfect, admitting that there's areas in our lives that have room for improvement, that we need to focus on and to grow, is one of the difficult aspects of our faith. We want God to bless us, and we want our lives to be easy and comfortable in Christ, but we tend to avoid any discomfort. We tend to avoid challenging parts. We tend to try and stay away from that pruning aspect, allowing God to cut away aspects of our life that are not healthy. So however, the Father's loving care means that we are subject to the vine grower's pruning. As we live our lives in Christ, we experience this through pruning, through allowing God to enter into our lives and reveal aspects of our lives that we may need to really focus on. aspects that we may have to let go of. And at times that may mean having to let go of certain relationships or friendships that really have become a toxic place in our lives that are stopping us from growing in Christ. It may mean that we have to let go of specific activities that we may enjoy, but if we're honest, are starting to take us away from our priorities and starting to become a stumbling block in our relationship with God. In all of this, Scripture says, remain in me, remain in this relationship with God. It can be painful, but just like the rose bush, it allows us to grow. And in the end, we end up better for it. We end up closer to the original purpose that we were created for. In the end, we have this deeper relationship with Christ. So we are called to stay connected to the vine, to remain in a relationship with Jesus, to stay connected with God. So how do we do this? So as I was preparing for this message, I believe that there are several areas that we can begin to focus on and at least give us a starting point. One of the first ways, I believe, is through prayer. And again, we just concluded a three-part series on prayer here at Trinity Church. And if you missed any of those, I invite you and encourage you to go and check those out on our website or Facebook or YouTube. We talked about different aspects of our prayer life and how important that is in our relationship with God. So I believe that spending time in communication with God and praying for our needs and praying for the needs of others, praying for guidance and encouragement, wisdom, I think these are all great places to start to make sure that we're staying connected to God. We have a Father in heaven that loves us and wants us to be in daily communication with Him. So this is a great way to make sure that we are staying connected to God. The second way I believe that we can stay connected with God is through the reading of Scripture. It seems simple, but we have been given the Bible to help us understand who God is. We've got this example of how we should model our lives when we look at the earthly ministry of Jesus. And as we read Scripture, we gain better understanding of our purpose, of our mission, of who our Heavenly Father is. Is Scripture easy? Again, no. I think there's a lot of aspects of Scripture that are very difficult, but that's not an excuse to avoid reading Scripture or to avoid being challenged through the reading of Scripture. There are hard aspects, yes, but it is one way that we can stay connected to God. One of the funny things that we do on Wednesday nights is we have trivia. And I always make sure that we have a couple of faith questions in there as well. And so one thing that kind of popped to mind as I'm looking at some of the hard aspects of Scripture is we had one question that asked about one of the big biblical characters in the Old Testament. And he's got these two women that come up to him who are claiming to be the mother of a child. And the question was, well, what did he propose that they do? And it's multiple choice, but one of the answers in there that everyone thought was crazy was that he proposed that they cut the baby in half. Now to us, that seems ridiculous, but it's in Scripture. And so one of the challenges that we have for the youth group and for me and for everyone is that if we don't spend time in Scripture, we miss out on the information and the ability to see God and to know what's in the Bible. It's much easier for someone to confuse us or persuade us if we don't know what Scripture says. So getting into Scripture is a great way that we can not only stay connected with God, but as we live out our life, we will know what Scripture tells us to do in different circumstances, different situations that we may encounter. I believe another way to stay connected to God is through church community. Staying connected with fellow believers who can encourage us, can challenge us, and can walk with us through life's up and downs. Having a church community who can hold you accountable and speak to you when they may see something that you don't see is a blessing. Again, it is hard because they may see something and challenge us in a way that we've been trying to avoid or overlook. But having that church community, that church body to rely on, to trust in, as well as when you are in need to have other people that you can turn to, is a huge part of our faith life. Having people who can speak into our life and work together as a church body. In youth group, we talk about this all the time, that once we break down some of those barriers and come together as a church body and are open and honest and vulnerable, that's when we can begin to truly grow, truly take steps forward in our faith life, challenging one another, but encouraging one another as well. Here at Trinity Church, in a couple weeks, we're going to be hearing about some opportunities coming up for us to be engaging in some small groups, whether that's a Bible study or a devotional. Getting together with other fellow believers is a great way to really work through life together. Because again, if we're honest, life can be very difficult. Matthew 18:20 in Scripture says that, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." So coming together with fellow believers, I think is a great way for us to come together, challenge one another, be encouraged, and go through life together. Lastly, I think one of the ways that we can focus on staying connected to God is to really look at our priorities. This at times can honestly be one of the hardest ones to tackle. And in youth group, we discuss this. We discuss what it means to really be challenged in this way. If someone shadowed you for a day, if someone walked behind you, observed your day on any given day, what would they take from that? What would be the takeaway? Would your life point them to Jesus? And as we talked about this in youth group, it was honestly a challenge for myself included. Would they see Jesus in your daily life and not just on a Sunday? Pick any day of the week. Would your life point them to a relationship with Jesus? And that's tough. What do we spend our time engaged in? Does our life point towards Christ, or is it maybe distracting us from deepening our relationship with Him? Are there areas in our life that need to be pruned, that need to be worked on? Are there aspects of our life that if we're honest, are really taking us away from that relationship with Christ instead of helping us to engage in a daily walk with Him? So I believe this, that what is inside of us eventually comes out. So again, my sister shared this metaphor that I thought was a great way to think about it. And it goes like this. So you're holding a cup of coffee when someone comes along and bumps into you or shakes your arm and causes you to spill coffee everywhere. So the question is, why did you spill coffee? Why did you spill the coffee? Well, obviously, it's because someone bumped into you. Someone caused you to spill coffee. It goes on to say wrong, that you spilled coffee because that's what was inside your cup. Had there been tea in your cup, you would have spilled the tea. Well, that seems kind of simple, but think about it this way. Whatever is inside the cup will spill out. Therefore, when life comes along and shakes us up, what will happen? Whatever is inside of us will come out. It's easy to fake it until we are rattled. It's easy to fake it until we are challenged in a way that reveals what is inside. So we have to ask ourselves, what's in my cup? What is inside of me? When life gets tough, what spills over? Is it joy, gratefulness, peace, humility, forgiveness? Or is it anger, bitterness, maybe even harsh words? We are all given a cup, but we have to choose how to fill it. So our prayer is that we can all work towards filling our cup with gratitude and joy and forgiveness and kindness and gentleness and love of others. If we fill our lives with prayer and scripture and healthy community, then our priorities will point towards this relationship with God. It will help us stay connected with God. The analogy about being created by God that we opened with goes on by saying this, that if you take a fish out of water, it will die. If you remove a tree from the soil, it will also die. Likewise, when man is disconnected from God, he dies. God is our natural environment. We were created to live in His presence, and we have to be connected to Him because it is only in Him that our life exists, the spiritual life. Removed from Christ, our spiritual life is dead. So we have to stay connected to God. Water without fish is still water, but the fish without water is nothing. The soil without tree is still soil, But the tree without soil is nothing. And then get this, God without man is still God, but man without God is nothing. So my encouragement for you and for me is that today we will take this as a challenge to stay connected to God. That we will take every opportunity that we have to remain in Christ, to live our lives in a way that is honoring and pleasing to Him, and to allow Him to work on us, even when it's hard, even when it hurts, knowing that He has a plan for us, that He loves us, that He has our best intention in mind. Just like the vine grower, even though the branch was healthy, still had to cut it back to allow it to grow and blossom even more than it already was, to help it fulfill the purpose that it was created for. And today, if you're wrestling with this idea of having a relationship with God, if you haven't made that decision, then I hope that this message will help resonate that with you. That as we think about the teachings of Jesus and we see the importance of having this relationship with the Creator of everything and having this church body come along beside you and help you through life's up and downs, that you would consider joining the relationship of God, that you would consider joining this community of believers. It is a huge step, and it's not going to instantly make life perfect and easy, but coming along this community of believers helps us each and every single day to take those opportunities to bless other people, to forgive other people. As we receive grace and forgiveness and love from God, we are called to share that with other people, to encourage one another, and to live each day in hopes of knowing God better, allowing Him to move in our lives and in the lives of those around us. So my hope is that as we wrestle with this, that we are challenged in a way that brings us into a deeper relationship with Christ and ultimately helps us stay connected with God. Let me pray for us today. Lord, I just thank You so much for this opportunity to share some of the lessons that as a youth group we have been going over, but also to just talk about some of the areas that You have been challenging me and allowing me to truly wrestle with throughout the past couple weeks. Lord, we acknowledge that there are times where we get distracted. There's times where life gets so hectic and crazy that our focus starts to really shy away from You and go towards our daily circumstances and trying to solve things on our own. Lord, I pray that in those situations, in those circumstances, that You just help us to remain in You, to trust in You, to know that You are guiding us, that You are with us, that You have our best interests in mind. And Lord, as we discussed, we also acknowledge that as we grow in our faith, that there are areas in our lives that You are calling us to really focus on and maybe even areas in our lives that You're calling us to just let go of. And as hard as that is, I pray that You give us the wisdom and the courage to make those hard decisions, to allow You to prune us, to cut back areas in our lives that are stopping us from growing, stopping us from reaching the true potential, and stopping us from the mission that You have given us. So again, I thank You so much for this opportunity to just share what's been on my heart. And my prayer is that for all of those listening, that they are encouraged, that they are challenged, and that we can continue to make the necessary steps to grow in our faith and to know You on a deeper level each and every day. It's in Your name we pray.